A little bit of a team kind of approach to our sermon. So I'm going to invite the scouts to come up. Actually, I think it's just Ariam. Ariam, that's going to do the message. And when Ariam is done with her portion of the message, then Mike Mayhem will deliver his portion of the message.
So typically, when people think about scouts, they think of sleeping in the middle of nowhere, fire, first aid, and a bunch of other complicated and boring things. Well, don't get me wrong, we do have some of those, but that's not what scouting truly is. One of my favorite things about being a part of scouts that has truly stuck with me over time are the relationships that I have formed. Typically, relationships are formed with people that are in your everyday life, like your classmates, peers, etc. In a way, you feel kind of obligated because of how often you see them. Those relationships don't usually tend to stick around. In scouts, I've formed many relationships. I've made a ton of new friends and have stayed a really good friend with them that has happened in 2 years. Every time we do things together, it just feels like a lot of fun. Like a fun get together. We learn a lot of things while still having fun. These relationships are one of my favorite things, and I'm glad to have them. In scouting, we have something called a scout law, which is pretty much just the list of words that describes how scouts are. Trusted, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and nervous. All of these girls and overall this whole experience is all of these things and more. I'm very happy to be able to say that I know and love them all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing those thoughts about scouting. Scouting is certainly all those things and much more. So happy to have our girls' crew here with us this morning. Great to get to know them and see them around the church on Wednesday nights when we're here for choir practice. We know that they're very active and very interested in our church ministry, and we're doubly interested in being involved with the group and us having a great relationship and partnership together. So I want to thank all of you for being here this morning and all of you parents who are here. Scout Sunday is a wonderful tradition in our church that goes back many, many years. And I want to thank Pastor Rob and Robin for asking me to take part in the message this morning. For many years I kind of organized Scout Sunday, but this is the first time that I can remember actually delivering part of the message for it. I was kind of a late joiner when it came to scouting. I wasn't in Cub Scouts or Weeblows, but when I was about 14, in the 8th grade, I talked to my dad about possibly joining Boy Scouts. And we had a scout leader in our church at that time named Leroy Walker, who some of you would remember. Leroy was not only a scoutmaster, he was an explorer post leader and actually a kind of a local celebrity when it came to scouting here in the Central Ohio area. And later on in his life, he even won the Silver Beaver Award, which is the highest honor that an adult scout leader can earn. And so Leroy put us in touch with Troop 98 here in Gahanna, meets over at Stony Brook Church. I believe they still meet there. And our very own Tom Wright was an assistant scout master of that troop. I think that was after I graduated, but Mike Shelton was still scout master then, and he was my scout master. And I joined Boy Scouts at about 14, so So to try to make equal, I really had to hustle. Because there's a certain waiting period between each merit badge that you earn. Right? I did achieve equal just before my 18th birthday. And thank you. Thank you. And the night that I was given the award was certainly, as with any scout, one of the most memorable nights of your life. It was here in the sanctuary, and the chancel was smaller then. It was more rounded. We didn't have this front part, and I stood about where that communion table now is. And my parents did my eagle back home. And so that's certainly a highlight of my life. I am honored to share just a few thoughts about scouting and, kind of how it relates to Christianity, too. For this Scout Sunday, we are continuing in our sermon series on companion. And I can't think of too many more great examples of companion and friendship building than scouting. As I said, I was involved in scouting when I was a youth, and I made friends that I've had for life. I don't think you can start a scout group with just one person. One person does not make a scout group. So it is definitely a team effort of building partnerships, friendships, companioning with each other in the truth, and with the truth as a whole. And from the time a young person enters a scouting group, whether it be Cub Scouts, Wigglows, Boy Scouts, Venture Crews, Girl Scouts, they're immediately companioned with someone else, whether it be their scoutmaster, their patrol leader, or the entire troop. They're building special relationships and bonds that are truly great. And any of you that have ever been involved with scouting, you know what I mean. And whenever I see my scoutmaster or kids who were in my troop, we're now in our 40s and 50s, but we pick up right where we left off. We are indeed friends for life. And even the Boy Scout slogan has to do with companioning, and that is, do a good turn daily, and helping others who might need a hand, an uplifting hand. From 1909, when Chicago publisher William Boyce lost his sense of direction in a thick London fog, a scout noticed the gentleman who was lost, guided him to his destination. Mr. Boyce tried to give the boy a tip, but the boy refused, saying that he was a scout and that he would not accept the tip for doing the good turn. And as a result of that experience, Mr. Boyce incorporated the Boy Scouts of America, the BSA that we call it today, on February 8, 1910. And that first good turn in 1909 has led to millions and millions of good turns ever since by scouts. In our reading from Luke this morning, we have an expert in the law who is trying to trip up Jesus. So he asks Jesus, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus has this guy's number all figured out. So he turns the tables on him. "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" Jesus answered, the guy answers, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself." Jesus told him, "Yes, you've answered correctly. But who is my neighbor?" the man asked. And this sets up the parable. A Jewish man is going along the road from Jerusalem to Jericho. And as he's going along, he's minding his own business, looking toward his destination. Then all of a sudden, some robbers come out, and they ambush him and attack him, tear off most of his clothes and any valuables that he has, and beat up on him and leave him for half dead. So after a while, a priest comes by, looks at him, walks by on the other side. Then a Levite walks by, does the same thing. What are that guy doing there? And passes by without offering to help. Then a Samaritan comes by. A Samaritan. Jews and Samaritans didn't associate with each other. In fact, they barely recognized Samaritans even existed, but let them help each other. The Samaritan put aside any differences that Samaritans might have had with Jewish folks, saw a person, a fellow human, who needed some help. So he bandaged up the man's wounds, transported him to an inn, and then paid the innkeeper with money out of his own pocket to take care of the wounded man. He had mercy on him. He did a good turn. Jesus said to the lawyer, and he would say to all of us, go and do likewise. Be a friend. Be a companion to someone who can use one, the lost and the lonely among us. The scouting organization has definitely seen its share of challenges in recent years, but I do firmly believe that scouting's core values of character building, development of life skills, and friendship building, and doing a good turn daily, will prevail. And I predict that scouting is going to be around sound and strong for many more years to come. So whether we're in scouting as an organization or not, let us always do a good turn daily, show mercy and kindness, and love our neighbor as we do ourselves. The world will be a whole lot better place if we do. Will you pray with me, please? Gracious God, we do thank you for the gift of scouting, for the gift of all of our scouts, and the values that the program teaches, and for the 12th point of the scout law. The scout is rebel. And God, as we go forward in life in this world, we ask that you help us remember the story of this Samaritan who showed mercy on the person who was injured. Help us to show that same kind of mercy to those that we come in contact with. It's in your Son, Jesus' name, we pray these things. Amen.